We are joined right now by a couple of folks who've had an extremely busy summer, Danielle Berman and Katie Hug. Danielle with Book Harvest and Katie Hug with Food for the Summer, which is the summer program we've been talking about all year long, really, to provide food, lunch to be precise, for kids who typically receive free and reduced price lunch over the course of the year in schools, but obviously can't get it in the summertime when school's not in session. Food for the Summer has been trying to fill that gap, Book Harvest giving them books along the way. Danielle, Katie, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So, Katie, let me start with you. Give us the updated numbers. We've had literally tens of thousands of lunches that have been given out over the course of this summer.
That's right, Aaron. Actually, as of yesterday, Wednesday, July 27th, we had 23,374 lunches.
Awesome.
That have been served to children in the Chapel Hill Carrboro City School District and area. So those are delivered not only from our volunteers, who our volunteers served about 11,024 of those lunches.
Wow.
So yeah, we've had a huge volunteer pour in, and it's been absolutely awesome.
About how many volunteers have you had?
So on signup.com, which is what we use as our database, we have had, we have about 1,100 people actually signed up to receive our updates, and probably around 700 to 800 of those people are actually signed up for a shift.
Okay.
So around 800 volunteers, but we had to fill over 1,500 volunteer spots.
Wow.
In signup.com. And we are almost completely full.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, tell us about the need that a lot of these kids have over the course of the summer. And you talk about feeding kids who might otherwise go hungry during the day without that free and reduced price lunch. So it's for them, but it's also for their parents, their guardians, the people who otherwise would have to figure out a way to make ends meet that is already difficult to do during the year.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Aaron. A lot of people don't realize the level of dependence that our society and children have on school meal programs, and that includes breakfast, but also lunch. And so when you take those two meals away that some children are used to getting at school all year round, and then summer comes and they're not getting those lunches, we have to wonder where are they getting those lunches, who's providing them, and are they being provided? And so we were really fortunate to have the opportunity to utilize this federal funding to make sure that we're feeding local children lunch every day, Monday through Friday.
You're hearing from Katie Hug, who's been organizing and coordinating Food for the Summer all summer long. Let's turn to Danielle Berman from Book Harvest, who Book Harvest got in on this and has been giving out, was it every Thursday or every Wednesday?
Wednesday?
Every Wednesday, that's right. Taking boxes of books to distribute to the kids who are there. And again, we're talking about kids of any age, really, from 4 or 5 up to 16, 17, 18 years old. So how has that been going as far as Book Harvest goes?
Yeah, it's been great. We've distributed about 2,500 books already this summer. We started partnering with Food for the Summer towards the end of June, so that's just in the past month or so. So that's been great for us. We were really excited to be part of this this organization. And, we talk in our world a lot about summer learning loss, about this big gap that kids from lower-income families face over the summer when they don't have access to books at school. So for us, any way that we can get to those kids, whatever programs are already happening, if we can get books to be part of that, that's a big win for us.
Yeah, and I know I had a chance to do the volunteering a few weeks ago on a Wednesday, as it turns out. So we were distributing the books. And Katie, I know you've been working on this actively, not just getting food to the kids, but also getting activities there, too. So you've got the big activity buckets with the balls and the games and everything that helps bring the kids out and keep them there. But the books are extremely helpful, too, because, the volunteers are sitting down, they're reading with the kids. The kids are reading to them and back and forth. And even before they take the books home with them, having the books there on the site is so important, too.
Right. That's great. Yeah. We love when we can see kids getting excited about reading. Mm-hmm. Of course, for us, we want to make sure that kids are ready for school when they get back to school. The summer learning loss thing, we talk about that 80% of the income-based achievement gap can be attributed to summer learning loss. And so those kids that don't have books over the summer, they're at a big disadvantage when they get back to school. Mm-hmm. But the great part is that kids also get excited about books. So we love being able to show up with lots and lots of books and make sure the kids are excited about taking them home to read them.
Again, Food for the Summer has been going on for about a month and a half now, and they've already given away close to 24,000 lunches over the course of just that month and a half period. Back to Katie Hugg, because I know there's still close to a month left to go before school is back in session. I know you've filled up most of the volunteer spots, but what can people do? What do you still need in terms of help?
So I'm really glad you asked that, Aaron, because I'm really excited to announce that Food for the Summer is going to be expanding our program. So we thought we would be ending August 12th, and we figured out a way to utilize an additional food. We're going to be partnering with the Food Bank of Central and Eastern North Carolina in order to continue to feed kids during the week of August 15th and August 22nd so that children have a seamless month of August where they will continue to be fed until they begin school on August 29th. So, you know, those volunteer shifts are now available on signup.com. And, you know, we're going to need about 40 volunteers a day during those 2 weeks, because not only will we be distributing the food and transporting the food as we have been, but we're actually going to be assembling the meals themselves that the food bank is providing us in terms of food. So it's extremely exciting. I'm looking forward to seeing how many volunteers jump in who've already helped this summer, who haven't had a chance yet, who will come out and you know, dig in during these last 2 weeks where we've actually been able to extend the reach of what Food for the Summer can do this year.
And I know the two of you have been working mostly behind the scenes. Have either or both of you had a chance to actually get out and interact with the kids directly?
I was able to be out there the first day we had books at one of the sites.
Yeah.
And it was fun watching the kids sort of discover. We had this table full of books, but sort of looking and realizing, can I read one?
Oh, right.
I could keep one? Or what do you mean? I
could keep, apprehension I could keep at 10? First and once they're over with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's fun to watch the kids and then, you know, the parents that were there and sort of realizing, no, all of these books here are for us and we can take whatever we want. That's fun.
That's really cool. Again, sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine. And I'm usually at the meal sites every day,
mm-hmm.
you know, hanging out with the kids, checking in on the volunteers, making sure, you know, things are going smoothly. But that's one of my favorite parts of the job is actually going to the sites to see when the kids are eating and their excitement with the fun bucket, as you said, all the different activities that we have scheduled for them, the books that we're distributing. So it's really awesome.
Did you know going in how much work it was going to be? Because, I mean, let's talk about you for a second, Katie, because you have been coordinating this every day. When I was there, you were herding cats all day long and trying to coordinate the meals and all of the volunteers. And every day there's new volunteers who haven't done mm-hmm. it before and getting the food back and making sure it all goes to the right place. And, like, that's an everyday, incredibly, like, beyond full-time job that you've been doing all summer. So you've got to be exhausted. It has to be so rewarding.
That's so funny. Thank you, Aaron. Yeah, no, I've had an awesome time doing this job. I absolutely love it. I love that I get to coordinate larger parts of the community to come together and to connect. And then, you know, I get to see the finished product when I show up at a site and I'm watching the kids eat, play with the volunteers, you know. And so, yes, it has definitely been beyond full time. I've been extremely busy, whether I'm, you know, out in the field, as I call it, during lunch, making sure everything's going well at our, you know, 16 different residential meal sites, and then making sure all of our, you know, our four camps get their food, and then, you know, all the collaboration and the emails and the planning. I feel kind of like an event planner, a consistent event planner.
Like a daily event planner.
A daily event planner, trying to pull it off and pull off, you know, feeding kids. So it's been absolutely great. I probably didn't realize to the extent when I signed on, you know, what it would take. But I had just graduated from Carolina with my master's in social work. So I rolled up my sleeves and I jumped in.
Well, we got to let you both go. But again, speaking with Katie Huggin and Danielle Berman, Food for the Summer and Book Harvest, respectively. Foodforthesummer.org if you want more information about the program. Katie mentioned signup.com is the website to go to if you want to sign up for those volunteer spots, and they need more during those last couple of weeks in August and particularly. So go there and sign up for that. Danielle, how can people find out more about Book Harvest? Where can people go to help out, chip in, donate, volunteer?
Definitely visit our website. It's bookharvestnc.org. We use volunteers year-round. Lots and lots of folks coming together to help us to get those books out to kids. So we'd love to have you join us.
How big of a program is Food for the Summer for you? I know Book Harvest does work all year long. You've got amazing events happening all year long, too. So.
Right. This is one of our biggest distributions this summer. Typically, our community book bank, we distribute about 1,500 books every week consistently throughout the year. Right at the beginning of the summer, we have our Books on Break program. We distribute 50,000-ish books, but as far as a one-time summer event, this is one of our biggest distributions. So.
Awesome. Well, again, it's a great program. It's going on for another month, so if you haven't volunteered or if you have already and you want to do more, there's still plenty of time. Foodforthesummer.org, bookharvestnc.org, and then signup.com if you want to sign up for those volunteer spots for Food for the Summer for the rest of the month of August in particular if you're looking for volunteer spots. Danielle, Katie, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having us.